Benjamin Netanyahu's address before the U.S. Congress came on the heels of a very public disagreement with President Obama. Many Capitol Hill lawmakers joined Netanyahu in standing against the president's proposal that Israel return to the 1967 borders.
Israel on the 1967 lines would be only 9 miles wide. So much for strategic depth. So it's therefore vital, absolutely vital, that a Palestinian state be fully demilitarized.
We believe the borders of Israel and Palestine should be based on the 1967 lines with mutually agreed swaps.
We're witnessing at least the beginnings of a split, if not a matured split.
Larry Burns, director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, says the rift will be short-lived.
President Obama is now famous for one step forward and two step back. I would like to see where this story is 2 months from now.
By showing support for Israel's position, some members of Congress are sending President Obama a message that he could pay a big political price in next year's elections if he pushes Tel Aviv too hard. Burns says President Carter paid a price.
Israeli lobby has been able to show that you don't mess around with Israel, either domestically or internationally. And domestically, this could cost you your political career. And that is why President Obama is so gingerly backtracking now.
According to the Hill newspaper, a third of all Americans believe the U.S. is too supportive of Israel. And according to the Council for the National Interest, the majority of bloggers they monitor are strongly on the side of Palestine.
I think the Palestinians probably deserve their own country, but I don't know how to give it to them peacefully.
I think they should be given as much help as they can to get on their feet.
President Obama has not submitted a formal plan for peace, but he is pushing both sides to the negotiating table, hoping to preempt Palestine from bringing its bid for statehood to the United Nations in September, calculating that time is not on Israel's side. Rhonda Pence, Press TV at the White House.